We invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, Chicago is a big, wonderful city. But there's one thing not so good about a big city. Nobody is know each other. In our little town in Italy, I'm a walk down the street and a smile. And everybody is a smile back. Over here, if I'm a walk in the street and a smile, everybody thinks I'm a crazy. In a smaller town like ours, maybe it's not to have advantage of a big city like a Chicago. But it is so nice. You say hello to everybody, even a goat. And if it's a lady goat, you take off your hat. Over here, I'm once to take off my hat, stand in the street, and a smile, and what's happen? In a half hour, I'm a collector 45 cents. For the trouble over here, Mamma Mia, is the people always in a big rush. Rush, rush, rush. They even got a 1 hour special for rushing. That's called the rush hour. It's for people who's forgot to rush during the daytime so they get one more chance to catch up at the night. Everywhere signs is to tell people to hurry up to save time. Get your hair cut in 15 minutes. Get your car washed in 12 minutes. Eat the busy bee lunch in 10 minutes. And yesterday I'm a sea cemetery advertisement that's to say, make a down a payment and now why wait? You know, Mamma Mia, I think it would be wonderful a thing if all of a sudden everybody here is a stop rushing around for 1 minute and I say hello to the fella standing next to him. Well, there's no time now for dreaming, Mamma Mia, because it's a time for me to go to my night school class, so I'm finishing my letter later.
Flash, let's have some quiet. Fine. I'll call the roll now. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Harwood?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz? Well, Mr. Schultz, you're here. Why don't you stay here?
I just want to break the monotony.
All right, Mr. Schultz, enough of that, please. Now, class, before we begin our lesson, I think you might be interested in knowing that North Halsted Street, the very street where our school is located, will be 50 years old this week.
North Halsted Street? That's where I'm got to my store. And that's where the Pasquale's got his spaghetti palace.
Yes, and Mr. Schultz has his delicatessen there. Now, class, a little arithmetic. If the street was begun 50 years ago, who can tell me the exact year?
I know, Miss Goldie.
Very good, very good. Well, Mr. Schultz, the rest of the class knows the answer. Why don't you?
Because it is my great enjoyment in life to make other people look smarter.
Morning. I raised my hand first. Please, let me answer.
There he goes, the quiz kid with wrinkles.
All right, Mr. Olson. Now, Halsted Street was begun 50 years ago. It's 1949 now, so what year would that be?
1899.
Marked down for 1900.
Mr. Schultz, please pay attention and learn something. Oh. Now, the 1890s were important years in our nation's progress.
Yeah, the automobile was invented in 1893.
That's very good, Mr. Olson. Now, besides the automobile, does anyone know another invention of the 1890s?
Yeah, Milan is 1890 French dressing.
No. Mr. Basco?
Huh?
You seem to be engrossed in something.
Well, Miss Spalding, you tell us before that an old horse that is 3 days are going to be 50 years old this week.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Miss Spalding, this city is so big. Must be there is not a dozen of people on North Hollister Street who know each other. Imagine, people living right next to each other, and they're strangers.
Luigi, that's very true.
What are you getting at, Mr. Basco?
Well, I was thinking, why we don't have a big block party? And everybody is a come and eat and dance and a sing. And everybody gets to know each other and be friends.
You've been here, Luigi. That was just a wonderful
idea. Luigi, you deserve credit.
Luigi, my friend, you got a brain. It's so smart, it should be in a bottle. I love block parties with the colored lights strung across the street, people dancing all night. I remember once our district alderman gave a block party, and you should have seen. The finest food was passed around like hotcakes, and the champagne flowed like water.
But Schultz, that sounds expensive.
Hotcakes and water is expensive? Now look, Luigi, don't worry about the expense. Schmeide. From my own delicatessen, I will donate food. And Pasquale, that cheapskate, he'll donate too.
I'll string up the lights and take care of the decoration.
And by golly, I will go around there and get the whole neighborhood.
Now, I think the best way to handle this is to form a committee.
Spalding, you hit the hammer right on the thumb. We're going to have a block party committee meeting right after class, and everything's going to be arranged.
Oh, Schultz, I think you're wonderful.
Stop, Luigi. This is all your idea, and if any credit must be handed out...
Yes, sir.
I want you should hand it to me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Oh, Pasquale, something wonderful has happened. I'm so happy I feel like a singing.
What's happened? Your Uncle Pietro's a goat, is a die, and a leave you Uncle Pietro?
No, Pasquale, it's better than that. Monday night, Hollister Street is going to have a birthday party. And...
Stop! Street is going to have a birthday?
That's right.
I suppose it comes at midnight, the fire hydrants is going to shake hands with the lamppost, sir. And maybe the mayors are going to go around kissing the manhole covers.
No, Pasquale, let me explain to you. Miss Spalding was to tell us today how our street was started 50 years ago. So I say, why we don't have a block party and a celebrate?
Oh, then it's a real thing.
That's what I'm telling you. Olsen is telling all the people. We're going to get the music. Horowitz is going to put up the lights. And Schultz is ahead of the committee.
Oh, that smart delicatessen man. He's already take over, eh? Luigi, if you get such an idea, why you go to everybody else when you should come to me? Fellows will bring you from the old country. After all, I'm the most respectable man here. Don't you know I'm head of the block?
That's right, Pasquale. I should have come to you. You're the real blockhead.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, to come out a different.
Well, Pasquale, I hope you're not mad, because we figure you're going to give a lot of food for the party.
Food for the party? I'm not gonna... Sure, Luigi. Not only am I going to give food, but I'm going to see it's going to be music. People should dance.
Oh, Pasquale, you're going to hire an orchestra?
No, an organ.
Organ? Pasquale, what for is organ?
Play, here comes the bride. Is it for my daughter, Rosa?
Huh? Who's she going to marry?
Hello, my son.
Goodbye, Papa.
All right, you little fool. You no marry Rosa, you get a nothing. I'm no giving no food, you got a no party. You're sitting around like a bunch of Republicans.
Yeah, but Pasquale, the people is already invited, and I'm already promised.
Promise. Only promise I'm interested in is when you sing it to Rosa, oh, promise me.
Oh, Pasquale.
Luigi, everything is all arranged.
Schultz, Sure, so we got a no party. Pasquale is a no give of food unless I'm a Mary Rosa.
Himmel.
Hello, Schultz. What's brought you here?
The stork. And what brought you here, eh, Bolger?
Tester, man, why are you flying off of the handlebars?
Because Albert, you're taking advantage of my friend, the stupid little dumbcop.
Now, please, please, I shall see you making me blush.
Luigi, you stay out of this. It don't concern you.
Yeah, shut up.
Don't you dare tell him to shut up. If anybody should tell him to shut up, I'm his friend. I'm going to tell him to shut up.
Luigi, who you want should tell you to shut up?
I'm going to want to start a fight. I'm going to shut up myself.
Luigi, why are you wasting your time with this stupid blocker party? Give my Rosa a ring and get her married, have a 10 or 15 of bambini. You raise your own block.
Listen, Pasquale, stop playing ring around the Rosa. Are you giving in food for the party or no?
Absolutely not. Mr. Delicatessen, man, I'm leaving that a pleasure to you. You can give all the food you want.
Oh, a smart cop, huh? Well, if that's the case, I'm giving nothing. Not one stitch of salami.
Oh, Schultz, what are you saying? Just because Pasquale is acting like that, you gotta act the same way?
That's right. If he's gonna act like a chuckass, I'm gonna prove to him I'm twice the chuckass he'll ever be. No use to talk anymore.
No, Schultz, please, don't go.
I was going to give 500 Wiener Schnitzels. But after seeing the way Pasquale acts, I don't give a schnitz.
He's twice the jackass I am. Got to get up early in the morning to do that. Hey, Luigi, come on. We go down to Dave's radio store. We watch the television in the window. They got a Western with some new Italian star. Hop along a Cassini. Hey, Luigi, you want a jelly bean? Is your favorite flavor? Licorice. Oh, listen, Luigi, forget this blocker party idea about people talking to each other and being friends. You see anybody worrying about you? In America, you worry about yourself. Just to make it a buck, keep your nose in your own plate. Hey, Luigi. Oh. Here, Luigi. Use my handkerchief. Just to wipe your eyes!
Luigi will continue in just a moment. We want to get the good word to you that Luigi and his friends will be back on Tuesday night again over most of these same CBS stations. Remember, Life with Luigi on CBS Tuesday nights from now on. And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I was up all the night to worry because the Schultz and the Pasquale is no give a food for the block party. I'm going to have the heart to disappoint all the people who's going to come to the party. So first I think maybe I should use all of my money to buy the food. But is it not going to be enough? 3 hamburgers. But more than anything, I'm like a Schultz and a Pasquale should be friends again. And this party should be a success. If only I'm going to have money to buy food. Mamma mia, I'm got so much money troubles and nobody to tell them to. Then I'm going to think. The bank. Sure, they got one girl there just to listen to you. Because over her is a sign that say, tell her. So I'm going to go right now to the bank and tell her.
Mr. Vasco, I'm Mr. Hudson, manager of this bank. The teller informs me you're interested in obtaining a loan. Is that right?
That's right. You see, I'm got a problem.
Well,
and...
how much do you want?
How much have you got?
Mr. Vasco, our bank has assets of over $3 million.
Oh, I'm going to want that too much.
Just how much are we thinking of borrowing?
Well, now, let me see. We should have at least 300 pounds of a bologna and a salami.
What?
300 pounds of a spaghetti at Sonata Cantina Meatballs. Also 50 pies, a huckleberry apple and a strawberry.
Yes, Mr. Basco.
Also, I think 200 pickles will be enough. Mr. Hudson, how many slices do you get from a pickle?
Well, I don't know. I think my wife gets 4.
Oh, she's a slicer big. I'm going to get 8 slices. Yeah, 200 pickles is more than enough. Now, how much do you think is it going to cost for bread to feed so many people?
Well, what kind of bread are you getting? White, rye, or pumpernickel?
Any kind do you got?
We've got them all.
Well, all right, I'll take them all.
Well, that should go. Mr. Basco, what's this loan for?
It's for a party.
You're borrowing money to make a party?
This party is not for me. It's a block party. Hollister Street is going to be 50 years old. Schultz and Pasquale, you know them?
Yes, they're depositors. Yes.
Well, they was going to bring a food for a party, but they changed your mind. I'm going to want to disappoint people, so I'm going to pay. Please, Mr. Hudson.
Well, Mr. Basco, this is very irregular. Even if I wanted to grant you this loan, what collateral do you have?
Huh?
Security. What security can you give us to ensure the loan?
Well, I'm just the one to make the people happy. They should all get to know each other.
Making people happy? What kind of security is that?
That's the biggest kind of security I know.
Mr. Basco, our bank has been on Halstead Street for many years, and...
And what, Mr. Hudson?
Well, by gosh, I think your block party is an excellent idea. I'll see to it that it goes on.
Oh, Mr. Hudson, are you going to give me the money?
You go ahead with your party plans and all the food will be there.
Mamma mia. Don't worry, Mr. Hudson. I'm going to pay you back every penny. Please, maybe you come to the party too?
Well, I have an engagement Tuesday night, but I'll try to make it.
Oh, Mr. Hudson, you're a fine man. And you make a wonderful automobile. Someday I'm going to buy one. Goodbye. What a party is it going to be?
America, I love you. You're like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
So that's a wonderful dancer.
Luigi, you're a wonderful dancer, isn't he, Esther?
Yeah, Luigi, how is it you should dance so good our Jewish dance?
Well, I'm a think deeper down underneath the feet, all the dancers are the same. Horowitz, I'm a see you dance the Irish reel. You dance even better than O'Reilly.
The Irish reel? To me, that's a Russian Kazatsky with a bro.
Hello,
Miss Foley.
Oh, what a wonderful party. Mr. Basco, the food's delicious. Mr. Schultz and Mr. Pasquale really fixed things up nicely, didn't they?
Yes, they fixed the things.
Miss Spaulding, I would like to ask your question, please.
Yes, what is it, Mrs. Horowitz?
My husband, he's a good boy in school. He behaves himself.
Well,
believe me, Esther, it's a pleasure to stay after school with Miss Spaulding.
What?
Oh, Miss Spaulding, you see Schultz or Pasquale any place?
Well, I did see Mr. Pasquale. He's been standing there behind that lamppost. I can't understand it.
Well, excuse me. I'm going to go over and talk to him. Hey, Pasquale. Why are you just standing there watching the people?
I'm going to ride it to watch. You walk along to the stores, you go in the shopping. Well, I'm just standing here watching the people. I'm a people of shopping.
Luigi, you asked me to look for someone. Look what I found.
Now, Olsen, stop dragging me by the ear. I am not a cooker spaniel.
Schultz, Pasquale, who are you two to shake hands and be friends?
Oh, Schultz is here. I'm thought the wind is a shifting from the stockyards.
That's all he can say. Old radio jokes.
Is that so? I'm making that up for my own head.
What head? The only thing you got between your ears is a meatball.
Please. Schultz, Pasquale. It's a block party. Have a fun. Enjoy. Hey, Olsen, call Ralph of the Angelus. Tell him to sing and we all start the bigger dance.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Hey, Ralph.
Yes?
Hey, Ralph, start your song now. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the hands of whoever is standing next to you, and we're going to dance all around the block.
Oh, that's wonderful. Dance around the block.
The Maria Chiara.
Yeah.
All right. Schultz and Pasquale, you stand next to each other and hold the hands.
No, we're not going to hold the hands over the
head. All right, then you both to hold my hands. Come on. Now change your partners. Change over partners. Come on, Schultz. Hold the Pasquale's hand.
Nothing doing.
I'm going to hold the hand.
Oh, come on. Hold the hand.
I hold hands. Be friends, Pasquale.
Come on, and touch. I'm going to pull them together.
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, well.
To the touching. Look at that. Hold the hand.
Hold the hand.
Look at that. Kissing.
Amore chiore, gesta na fanò.
Well, Schultz, how you like the dancer?
Was wonderful, Luigi. I found a friend.
Right, Pasquale?
That's all right, Schultz. We was just two grown-ups acting like a little babies.
Yeah, but we are not acting like babies no more. Pasquale, I apologize for starting the fight with you.
It's not your fault, Schultz. I was the one who's a star.
What are you talking about? I was the one who... Please, Schultz, Pasquale, you're starting to fight again.
You're right, Luigi. I'm feeling so good tonight, better than ever I've felt.
That's a fine, Pasquale.
In fact, I'm feeling so good, I'm not even going to ask you to marry Rosa.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
I'm going to let Rosa ask you herself. Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, Rosa, come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Rosa, Luigi's feeling good tonight.
And now is the time of the Papa question.
Papa question?
Yeah, go ahead, pop it.
Bang!
Oh!
Well, come on, everybody get ready. We're going to dance again.
Oh, Mr. Basco.
Oh, Mr. Hudson. You just to come?
Well, I got here in time to join that last dance, and I enjoyed it very much, too. But I have to leave now, and before I go, I thought I'd give you these bills for the food.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, the bills. Please, Mr. Hudson, I'll take up with you in the bank tomorrow.
Well, I'd rather settle them now. Here they are.
All right. Bill for $50 from... and the 50... Hey, Mr. Hudson... You bought all of the food from a Schultz and a Pasquale.
Now, wait a minute. You got me all for shimmered.
Mr. Hudson, you mean to say the food I sold you is now being served here?
Yes.
Himmel. And I've been telling everybody how terrible it was.
No, I merely bought the food for Mr. Basco. Rather than let this block party fall through, he undertook to pay for everything himself.
Well, don't worry, Schultz. I'm going to pay you back. Every penny profit I'm going to make from my business is going to go to you until you get your $50.
That long, I ain't going to live. Oh, you little dunco, Luigi. You don't owe me nothing. I'm happy to give the food. And, it was delicious.
You, Mr. Pasquale, when do you want your bill paid?
When not the Halstead Street is 150 years old. Luigi, I think you're right.
You keep your nose in your own plate. What you get is a nose full of gravy.
Oh, Pasquale.
You think I'm taking money from you, little pumpkin head? Come on, Luigi, let's start a dance again. Come on, Luigi. Oh, Luigi, don't just stand there like that. Hey, Luigi. Oh. Hey, Luigi, use my handkerchief.
That's the second of it.
And so, mamma mia, today was the happiest day of my life. You should see all those people who's living on the same street so long, and it's the first time they stop to say hello to each other. It's to give everybody a good feeling. One man, he's an encyclopedia salesman. He's to get to like me so much, he's to give me the first book free. Now all I'm going to do is buy the other 19. Mamma mia, I can just see how you would give your biggest smile to see all those different people dancing together. Was the people who first come from Ireland, Poland, France, Germany, Italy. And when I'm going to see them all join together, was it like international hamburger. And when Schultz and Pasquale hold hands and become friends, everybody was so happy. Mamma mia. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the nations, they have big parties and a hold of hands all around the world. And instead of making bigger blockbusters, they think how to make bigger block parties. Well, a good night, Mamma Mia. Tonight I'm asleep good. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Listen next Tuesday night, the day after tomorrow, over most of these stations, when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried is Schultz, Mary Shipp is Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert is Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Bob Stevenson speaking. Earlier, Life with Luigi will be back next Tuesday night and every Tuesday thereafter over most of these same CBS stations. And in this spot on Sundays, another of the great stars who have joined the CBS parade, Red Skelton. Don't miss this first Red Skelton show on most of these same stations next Sunday night and laugh with Red on every Sunday thereafter. Eve Arden in Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy, followed by Red Skelton. There's a wonderful 2.5 hours of laughter in the middle of Sunday evenings on this network, CBS, this fall. And now stay tuned for Corliss Archer, who follows immediately over most of these same stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.